don't do that. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Alderman Anthony Beal is on the phone line. Alderman, they're playing your music there.
Yes, they are.
You are going to get run out of town on Lakeshore Drive.
All right. Well, either I'm going to be ran out or run over, so you take your pick.
We'll get to LSD here in a minute, but we've talked, I think, before about these speed cameras. The administration dropped it down to 6 miles an hour, and I think it's a $35 fine from 6 to 9 miles an hour, something like that. And you are upset, saying that that has a greater impact on the poor Chicagoans than it does wealthy Chicagoans, right? Explain your initial opposition to me.
It has an adverse effect on everybody.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at right now, the study showed that tickets are being flashed every 12 seconds in the city of Chicago. So that's not a poor issue. That's not a rich issue. That's just a issue that the city is trying to have a massive money grab on the backs of the people of the city of Chicago. When you look at everything that's happening right now in this city, the pandemic, everybody's closed, people are being laid off, and we're going to hit them upside the head over and over again, $35, $35, $35, I think it's just unrealistic. And so when you look at dropping it down to 6 miles an hour over the speed limit, I think it's just unjust, and I think it's a power grab.
It's
a money grab, and that's why I just proposed moving it back to where it was, which is 10 miles an hour over, and make it a $100 fine where it was, because anybody can accidentally go 5-6 miles an hour over the speed limit without creating some type of hazard situation. But when you start looking at 10 or above, now I think you're getting to the point to where things are a little egregious. And so that's where it was. That's where the study showed it should be. And dropping it down to 6 miles an hour is, in my opinion, just a money grab.
The mayor says that the number of traffic deaths is up 45%, and slowing people down would help curb that. I think 139 people died last year in Chicago traffic crashes. How do you answer that? Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say that we had almost 800 people murdered in the city of Chicago. What are we doing about that? I think that's a bigger issue than...
Well, they're doing the best. I mean, they're really certainly working on that, too. They're not just focusing on speed cameras. They're trying to crack down on the murders.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I'm letting you know what I see out here in these streets. And right now, I do not see a conscious effort towards curbing the carjackings, the murders. Things are still out of control. And it's just right now, there's still just a lack of cooperation, a lack of working with the aldermen on what's best for the city of Chicago and what's best for our particular wards. And I think that's why you see things are constantly getting out of control. And so, again, I just right now looking at every 12 seconds, just the time we've been on this call, you know, we've probably had over a dozen people ticketed going just 6 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Okay, so your proposal then would, instead of 6 miles an hour, you'd move it back to 10.
And, absolutely.
And the fine for 10 would be $100?
Yes, it would.
And what's the fine for 10 now under the mayor's change?
Right now, it's from 6 to 9, it's 35, and once you get 10 or above, it's 100.
Okay, so you just get rid of the $35 ticket.
Absolutely. Right now, what I'm proposing is once you get to 10, there's a $35 ticket, and 11 or above would be 100.
Okay, so set your speedometer for 10. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, but let me tell you this, Alderman, because, and I understand what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you, just if I'm pushing a little bit. My studio here, I'm looking down on Columbus Avenue, Columbus and Wacker. And then, when I leave every day, I'm on Columbus. I go across the river, and there are speed cameras right by NBC Tower. I know that they're there. The speed limit is 30 miles an hour. I tell you, Alderman, I am very aware of my speed when I go through there. And so it has impacted, not that I would have, I'm not a speeder for the most part anyway, but I mean, it has impacted the way I drive. It I would think in a positive way.
Okay, but I will tell you, the data shows, there was a study done out of Northwestern, that there are more accidents caused by these cameras than anything else. And so I think, this is a far stretch to where we are now in society, but I think we need to get back to setting up, you know, the speed traps to where residents are complaining that it's a lot of speeding, and have the police do their job. Having these cameras just constantly flashing. You know, I just think it's too much on the backs of the city of Chicago right now, especially when we're dealing with everything with the pandemic. We're dealing with everything that's going on, and people are out of work, and they just don't have it.
Okay, two things. One is I get what you're saying about causing crashes, because on that same stretch of Columbus, there's a red light camera. Right. I mean, you know, and I've hit the brakes there when I get close to it. I'm afraid to even approach the intersection at a yellow. So I would imagine I could see how that would lead to accidents. But early in our conversation, you talked about the police needing to do more to stop murders and carjackings and things like that. If you've got them pulling over drivers and speed traps, isn't it going to take that away from the more serious crime?
No, not at all. I think right now, well, we need to hire more police, because we're at an all-time low as far as the number of police that we're budgeted for to have on the street. And I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. When you know, the city, you know, we have task force, we have all that, we can work with the state, we can work with the county, use all the resources that we have available to us. We just have to get creative as far as doing this, instead of just having technology, you know, do the work for the people and, you know, making mistakes. And they get flashed with these cameras, these tickets, every 12 seconds.
Okay, I've been putting off the hard part of the conversation until now. Let's go to Lakeshore Drive.
Okay.
You want to put speed cameras on Lakeshore Drive, where I think the posted limit is 45 and the average speed is probably 60.
Now, do you think it'll slow things down on Lakeshore Drive? Absolutely.
It would.
But again, let me tell you what I'm looking at. I'm looking at an overhaul of the entire system. Okay, the calls that I get when I was chairman of transportation, the calls that I get were, you know, how people speed up and down the expressways. Well, you know, the city is constantly looking at putting these cameras in the neighborhoods, but we're not putting cameras where the speeding is really taking place. So if this thing is truly, truly about safety, I think somebody going 70 miles an hour is a lot more hazardous than somebody going 40 or 35 miles an hour. And so those are the things that we need to constantly look at. And let's look at the fact that we don't have cameras on the expressways, but when you look at the amount of drive-by shootings that are happening on expressways, that could help curb some of that as well. So it's a holistic approach that we need to look at this thing in order to make this entire city safer. And right now, people are scared to come out of their houses. I'm sure you're looking out your window at downtown right now.
I lock my doors a lot more than I used to.
You don't see a tenth of the people on the street right now that you saw, you know, prior to the carjackings, the shootings, and things like that. We have to make the people of the city of Chicago feel safer once again, so they can come out of their houses and start enjoying this great city like they did once before.
I would like to see, you know, it's an interesting point of where these 139 traffic deaths are that the city is talking about. I certainly don't dispute the figure, but it would be interesting to see if half of them are on expressways or Lakeshore Drive, or what percentage of them are on streets where the speed limit is 30 or 40 or 45.
Absolutely.
Do you have that information?
Yeah. We can't get the data.
No. You've tried.
We've tried to get the data, and all we get is, well, we have 139 more deaths due to traffic. Okay, where are they? Give us the data. Good luck getting the data.
Okay, so are you really going to introduce a plan to put speed cameras on Lakeshore Drive?
Well, we're going to look at it. I'm going to work with the advocates. I've already reached out to the main advocate for abolish the speed light cameras, Mark Wallace. I've had conversations with him, and he agrees that we have to have a holistic approach to rolling these things out. Maybe we need to take some out. Maybe we don't need to put any. But let's look at it and see what we can do for the best interest of the people of the city of Chicago.
All right, we got 30 seconds. Your plan to get rid of the $35 fine, for the most part, from 6 to 9 miles an hour, went to the Rules Committee, which usually is where things die. Do you think you're going to get this out?
Well, look, the thing is, When the administration sent things to Rules, that means they don't want to address it, okay? But my thing is, right now, I think people are going to demand that this has a hearing. Let's air it out. If we're all about transparency, when you send things to Rules, that's not transparency. That's not having a debate on an issue. That is, I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to even talk about it. Let's send it to Rules so it can die. That is not transparency, with this administration campaigned on being the most transparent administration ever. Okay. But we know that that's the furthest thing from the truth.
Alderman Anthony Beal from the 9th Ward, thank you for joining us today. Keep at it, will you?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I can't wish you success. I don't want speed cameras on Lakeshore Drive. All right. Nice to talk to you.
Slow down.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up. WGN.